Anything else new with Bev?
Another aspect where a lot of discussion is ongoing is, does Bev play a role in the neoadjuvant setting of patients with initially unresectable metastasis? In other words, can we increase the resection and rate in patients with initially non-resectable metastasis with Bev? If you look at the data and some of the important communications for physicians and some important lessons, the first question is, can a patient be operated safely after the administration of bevacizumab? We have learned from different studies, study presented at the GI Cancer Symposium last year from MD Anderson, two cohorts, patients treated with chemo and patients treated with chemo plus Bev, that there were not more complications when these patients underwent liver surgery. That's not randomized. There were two cohorts from MD Anderson. Then we are looking also in different studies, like, for instance, the BEAT, which is a non-US or European Asian expanded access and South American expanded access program of Bev, a bit similar than the BRIGHT. There we have been looking also at the patients that underwent resection or surgery, and more than 100 patients of the 2,000 patients underwent surgery. And it seems that surgery can be done safely, at least if surgery is done 6 weeks after the last administration of Bev. So that's the recommendation today, to wait 6 weeks after the last administration of Bev because of the long half-life of bevacizumab. So that's one aspect. The second aspect is the real question on efficacy. Does chemo plus Bev lead to more liver resections than chemo alone? We have some data from the Roche trial presented by Lance Holtz and Jim Cassidy that suggest, it's an exploratory analysis, so it was not pre-planned, but that suggests at least that slightly more patients can undergo liver resection when treated with 5-FU or capecitabine plus oxaliplatin plus Bev compared to the arm without bevacizumab. So it might be in this setting that it might influence. At the ERTC, we're doing also an interesting study at the moment, a study in patients with resectable liver metastasis. So building upon the experience of the study presented last year at ASCO in resectable liver metastasis of perioperative FOLFOX versus surgery alone, what we are doing right now is a randomized phase 2 study, two arms, the concept of perioperative chemo, so 3 months before and 3 months after the operation in all patients with resectable metastasis. But then we are randomizing the patients between FOLFOX cetuximab or FOLFOX cetuximab bevacizumab.
Wow.
To look at, let's say it's randomized phase 2, to look at feasibility, at safety, and to prepare this hopefully for a randomized phase 3 against FOLFOX, to take the best arm and then compare that with FOLFOX.
What about Bev alone?
For different reasons, there is no Bev alone arm, but optimally this would have to be a randomized phase 2 with 3 arms, FOLFOX Bev,
right,
FOLFOX cetuximab versus FOLFOX cetuximab Bev. But for different reasons and resources, we had to select to limit it to a randomized phase 2 with 2 arms to try to select which one is the best.